The small village of Sanford has just over 800 residents. It lies just upstream from Midland along the Tittabawassee River. When the Edenville Dam breached on Tuesday, people were ordered to evacuate. Now some residents and business owners are returning for the first time to survey the damage.
I think I got the bottom.
Connie Mettner owns CJ's Hairstyling. She says she's been here for 34 years.
Yeah, this is a hunk of my life that I built from scratch, and as a grown-up would say, we're going to get through this. But right now, I just want to sit down and cry all the time.
She says her building isn't salvageable.
This whole town got devastated. It isn't just me. Every one of them, families, businesses, fellow business owners, we all look alike when you walk in the door. We're all the same. It's all mud, destruction. Nobody can dream this up other than movie theaters.
Mettner walks by her coffee pots. Somehow, they managed not to crack. She says she's talked it over with her husband, and she wants to try and bring the salon back.
We're going to have it taken apart, and it'll be a vacant lot. And then I'm going to try to put another business right back on it, hairstyling.
Down the street from Mettner, the owners of Sanford Pizza are also taking stock of what's left of their building. Roger and Pam Riggi are sorting through muddy remains.
For the last 7 years, this has been my life, and now it's blown right out the back of this building. Everything we own.
Riggi says he doesn't really know what he'll do next. As the Riggies are talking, one of their friends comes over holding a photo of Pam's father, which used to hang over the cash register.
Oh, my God.
She got her dad's picture back. Her dad died a few years ago, and that picture was up in the restaurant.
It's my dad.
This is sad. Her whole freaking life is gone.
The Riggies are sad for only a moment before launching into a story about the exploits of Jerry Martin, Pam's father. At 73, Pam explains, he went skydiving.
He was the coolest dude.
Mr. Martin.
Cowboy.
He was.
Further down the road, Tan Seiske is taking stock of her house.
The water was 3 feet on the second floor, so there's not a lot salvageable.
Seiske is a renter and says her insurance agency has already told her her policy doesn't cover floods.
I don't know. We had a couple pastors stop by earlier today and they said, what can we do to help? And I said, find out what we can do as homeowners and renters to get help if insurance doesn't cover anything through, you know, state and federal, you know, agencies, if anything. Because right now we're so busy trying to salvage everything and get everything out that we don't have time to get on our phones and find out how we can get any help.
Yeah. President Trump has approved Governor Whitmer's request for FEMA aid. Many Sanford residents voiced their hope that some of that aid will come to them. In the meantime, though, they'll be doing what they can to clean up. I'm Ben Thorpe, WCMU News.